Life Audio.
Glad to have you with us today as we prepare to think about the teaching of God's Word together. I hope your day has been off to a great start. Let's hear a quick word from the sponsors of today's episode, and then we'll jump right in.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Romans chapter 8, verse 28, which says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." Have you ever tried to trace the hand of God at work throughout the course of your life? Sometimes that can be challenging to do in the moment, but it becomes easier to see His hand at work once we've allowed enough time to pass and we can see more of the effects of what He's been doing. Sometimes, particularly during trying, upsetting, or confusing times, you might be tempted to question what God is up to and if He's truly looking out for you. But when we take a moment to meditate on the truth of the gospel, we are reminded that it was for our good that Jesus experienced earthly life, physical death, and bodily resurrection. He had our well-being in mind when He was walking through that ordeal. Those who love the Son love the Father. And this scripture promises us that God is working all things, even messy, difficult, and upsetting things, together for the good of those who love Him. He has called us unto Himself, and He assures us that He will not allow anything to come into our lives that ultimately isn't for His glory and our good. No matter what you may be experiencing during this season of your life, you can confidently trust His promise. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at a portion of Scripture like this today, a Scripture that is one of the best known and most loved portions of Your Word. We're grateful, Lord, that You've fostered within us a heart that loves You. And we're grateful that You're working all things together for our good. You've called us unto Yourself. You've given us hope. You've given us a future. And there isn't a single experience or a single trial or a single difficulty that You will waste. Anything that You allow to come into our lives, we know that You will use for our benefit and for Your glory. You'll strengthen our faith. You'll teach us new things, You'll turn scared people into leaders, and You'll display Your power at work within those You've called unto Yourself. So we're grateful for these reminders from Your Word, Lord, and we're grateful for Your power and Your presence with us today. We commit this day to Your care, and we thank You for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.